Hello?
Hi, Victor. Victor, this is Paul calling you back. Is this a better time?
Hey, Paul. Yes, that's a better time.
Good, good. So, did you have any additional questions?
Okay, I would like to... How do I have... What's the word, man? Legitimately? I mean, how do I know that what you're trying to sell me is not a scam or anything
okay.
like that?
Okay. Victor, that's a great question. Like I said, I've been with this company for over 12 years. I started in 2013, April 17th to be exact. So I definitely understand your concern. The hardest part of my job is all of these so-called SEO companies kind of coming out of the woodwork. They're all claiming to provide first page placement. Most of them are just a couple of guys in a basement or some firm overseas or maybe a startup company that's been around for a year or less. Now, we are not Google. I just sent you, though, a link to our pricing page. We are Local Splash.
Okay.
LocalSplash.com is our website. I sent you a link to the pricing page of the website. You'd be getting the platinum package. It's towards the bottom of the link, the platinum package for $599, but you're going to be looking at $249. So it's that same platinum package, more than 50% off the cost of that package. Now, at the very top of that, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. If you have not already, maybe put me on speakerphone, open that up. Are you able to see that?
Local Splash. What is it? Do you want me to click on the link?
Yeah, because I want you to see exactly who we are. I mean, we are a Google Premier partner. Our badge of authenticity is provided on that link that I sent out to you. Of course, it's more information also about our company and the services that you'd be receiving at that $249 package. So at the top of it, it says take control of your online presence, generate more business. Do you see that?
I didn't click on the link yet.
Okay. So you're asking, you're asking how you would know if this is a legitimate offer or not. So I'm trying to provide you with the means to do that.
I know, but you know that once you click on a link, that's it. You know, so I'm gonna click, man. Click. Oh my God.
We're not a scam. We're not trying to steal your information. There's no worm embedded in the link. It's a link. It's a link to the pricing page of our website. Or go ahead and Google if you're okay Googling something on your smartphone. Local Splash. We have over 1,000 Google reviews. But on the link that I sent out to you, it's the link to the pricing page. It will go out over the services that you'll be getting in the platinum package. There's also a box. It says Google Partner. It's got the colorful red, yellow, green, and blue Google G inside it. And if you click on that, it will take you to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Okay? So you're asking for the easiest and best way to know that this is a legitimate company. You can call the toll-free number at the top of the website link. You can call the number on your caller ID. It would route back through one of my mapping coordinators. They would answer the phone, Local Splash. They could transfer the call over to me. So I've been with the company, like I said, for over 12 years. I understand your concern. The hardest part of my job is talking to a business owner who gets similar phone calls, maybe tried it before. So, you know, like I said, this is a legitimate offer from a real Google partner. And we've been in business since 2004.
Okay. I did click on the link, all right?
Okay.
And it takes control of your online.
Correct.
online
so,
presence.
Like I said, you'll be able to track your success 24/7 access. We do call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more to it than just tracking the account. Although you will see reports that update in near real time. They update several times throughout the day. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from, what people are typing in, the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Other things you can do with your client dashboard, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. You can monitor your reviews. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we are going to create all the content that Google wants to see, all the different destinations and directories. So you might have a review on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever the reviews originate, Victor, they will repopulate on your tracking system, your client dashboard. So in one place, you can respond to reviews or even request more reviews. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, over 20 years of industry experience, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do keep it because it works. Nobody cancels on profit. There's a blue-tinted photo about a third of the way down. It says our process. It outlines a few of the things that we do very early on, and then it says Google Ads Partner. There's the box that says Google Premier Partner. You can click right on that box and it will take you to google.com/partner right on Google's website. You'll be able to see that Local Splash is a Google partner. Now that ensures your success. Google started the partnership program to get businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, a higher return on investment advertising through Google. Google does make these phone calls direct to larger companies, businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. For everything less than that, it becomes the responsibility of the Google partners. So that's why we're calling through the area trying to find the right company to work with. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to you, there is a set of packages that include Google Pay-Per-Click, AdWords. That's the $300 minimum just to do the Google Ads. Those packages are a little more expensive, not exactly budget-friendly for a lot of small and new companies. And for your services, I don't think it's absolutely necessary. But I do want to cover your service area and do Facebook ads. Those are the three packages below. It says Essential, Pro, and Platinum. You'd be getting the Platinum package, although it's listed at $599 a month, it would be exactly $249. It's a reduced rate, the lowest rate we offer. It is for young companies. It is not a introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you. It's not ever going to go up. It would be exactly $249 no matter how long you keep the service, and it's all inclusive. You're not paying for the lead. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. The website is included as well, meaning we're going to build, host, maintain, and update the website for you at no additional cost.
Okay. It sounds too good to be true. Okay. I really like everything you're telling me. You know, because for me, it makes sense. It makes sense to be on Google. It makes sense to, of course, in the first page, of course.
Right.
And all the rest. I mean, you tell me that you do all the, I mean, every month you're going to do all the job that we need to be done to keep me.
It is a comprehensive package. It's a very inclusive package with search engine optimization and the social media. The website is included, the blog posts that we can put on, the updating of the content. Your website, too. Now, you'll actually, it's one of the things I did not mention earlier when I was talking about your tracking system. Your client dashboard has access for you to the website editor tool. if you want to make changes, or the person who you said could do the website, if we build the website for you and include it in part of the package, get you on that first page, get your phone ringing, this person that you trust can make changes to your website. Add a photo, add a senior discount, holiday special, military, 10% off a specific service. Now, whether you or someone you know is making changes to your website, or if you just want us to take care of everything, we will make those changes for you at no additional cost, or you can make those changes yourself for no cost. Add photos, add content. If your focus changes as the seasons change, we can make those changes for you, so you're only going to be getting calls for the services you most want to provide and from the service area that you want to target. We don't draw a big circle around you. So if your target audience is maybe, you know, 30 miles that way, but only 10 miles the other way, we can do that for you. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. And if there are places even very close to you that you don't want to go, people you don't want to speak with, we won't run your ads there. So it's very, very targeted to meet the needs of your business. Now, Victor, are you wanting just residential customers, or are you looking for some commercial customers as well?
Yeah, I'm looking for everyone.
You can take commercial jobs too. And I know you've got, you know, one guy, you're adding maybe three more guys, four of you all together, so you are able to do bigger jobs as well as smaller jobs. And pretty much everything, you know, painting, you do interior home improvement, flooring as well, cabinets. Now, no matter what service you provide, you're not going to be limited by someone who can find you. As long as they're in your service area, they type in keywords relating to the services that you provide, we'll create that content. It will be on your website, and all the content that we create on the paid Facebook ads as well. So you are going to get phone calls. Now, did you have any particular preference, big jobs or small jobs, or you just want to be found for everything that you can provide? Work is work.
Well, the thing is, of course, I prefer to have like more, like bigger jobs.
Bigger jobs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bigger jobs, like to pour a floor or...
Okay. Kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel.
Yeah, kitchen remodel, bathroom. Another thing, my company doesn't have license. We only have
insurance.
Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for a lot of things, we don't need
a
license. I mean,
right,
for putting floors, for
of
everything
course.
What is cosmetic, like makeup,
right,
outside mm-hmm. the wall, you know, like
yeah.
The ceiling, drywall, things like that.
You don't need a license. For plumbing, and electrical work, you need a license. But for most of what you don't need the licensing.
Exactly. So that
correct.
Is the thing, like, we have to play with. Because, of course, when you become like a big company like that and you are in Google, I don't know how much you can be offering.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I
definitely understand. Now, please keep in mind, as a Google partner, our service area, meaning the clients that we work with, anywhere in the United States and Canada, and any industry under the sun, roofers, plumbers, electricians, landscaping, even brick and mortar locations that sell merchandise. So we are very familiar with the different needs of different businesses and the local needs with where they provide those services. So it is always a case-by-case scenario. We will work directly with you in your situation. And of course, Google is aware that for most of your services, you do not need a license. So we can definitely work with that. And of course, the whole point is to get you the opportunities to speak with people that are looking for your services. This is the best time of the year to get your business out there. This is the time when people are looking for your services. They've got their tax refund or whatever it is. They're wanting to invest in their home. Holidays are coming up. 4th of July is around the corner. Labor Day. And then we roll right into, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So people do want to make home improvements at this time of the year. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to put your name out there right in front of the eyes of the people that need your services in the exact same moment they're looking for someone to call. It will definitely get your phone ringing. Quality jobs, quality phone calls. Now, like I said, we want to include the website for you because we know that the website's going to give people the reasons to call you. It will mean more phone calls. It will also mean a higher quality call. You're not going to be getting calls from people who are looking for estimates.
When you're talking about the website, you mean every. I mean, I do have the logo.
You do? Great. We'll use it.
The logo, and then you're going to do the whole system, the features that I'm going to provide.
Absolutely.
Things like that? Okay.
Yeah, there will be an About Us page. People can learn about your company. There will be a gallery for your photos, even room for testimonials for people who've left a review. We can put those on your website. If you want to keep the lead-based services, we can even have the logos for Thumbtack and Angie as clickable links on your website, meaning they can click on that link and it would go to your existing pages that you have for the lead-based services. So anything that you already have working for you will continue to work for you. It's just going to work better. It's going to reach more people. I mean, not everyone uses Angie or Thumbtack. In fact, all of those people combined, it's much less than the people who just go straight to Google. Google it. You know, it's what we say. It's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the planet. I mean, you are a young company, right? And congratulations on going out on your own, getting your business started. And especially now with Tara putting in the notes, you're looking to grow. You know, it was just you, but you've added one guy. Now you've got a small crew. You're really wanting to keep those guys busy, keep those calls and jobs coming your way. No better place to put your company than on that first page of Google. It's where everyone goes when they don't know who to call. And every new customer, since you provide so many different services, every new customer that finds you online for a specific service will want to use your company again for other projects. And of course, they will recommend you to their friends and family. As their friends and family come over to celebrate the day or to celebrate a specific holiday, when they can see, wow, you got your kitchen redone, it looks amazing. And they're going to say, oh yeah, this name is Victor, he owns Yenter, he came out.
I agree.
They're going to sell your services for you.
The customers, they're going to be able to leave reviews on Google for
Correct.
The company.
Correct.
Of course, right?
And those reviews can also be on your website, just the 5-star reviews. Now, we will even help you to get reviews. We'll send you a link to the review tab of your Google listing. We'll even send you a sample thank you letter. You can use it as is or just make sure that it's got the link that goes to the review tab. It takes like 5 seconds or less for someone to click on it, open it up, and choose how many stars they want to give you. If they want to take a few minutes to write something nice, they can do that too. And the reviews populate right on your Google listing, which is where they benefit you the most, right where people are looking. Now, I know that you're a young company and you're a small company, but as long as you're on that first page with a custom website, mobile optimized, conversion driven, user friendly, with good 5-star reviews that I know you're going to generate because of the quality work that you do, that's going to keep you right where people are looking. And that's how we earn your business. It is a month-to-month service, but when we put you on that first page of Google, we'll even put you on the first page of Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will use Bing instead of Google. Overall, that's a lot of people. We want you to get those calls too. But nobody counsels on profit, Victor, once we get you where people are looking for services that you provide. Once you get those phone calls and those good paying jobs, I know you're going to want to keep the service. Now, it is month to month, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, okay. No termination fee. If you want to pause it, let's say you get more work than you can take on, or you want to go on vacation, you could even pause the service seasonally if necessary. I don't think that would be the case. But it is month to month. You can stop at any time. You can pause it at any time. As long as you're using the service, though, it would be exactly $249, that flat rate, all-inclusive, no taxes or anything like that. So simple, straightforward pricing. It bills once a month on the same day for that exact same amount of $249.
Okay.
Now, Victor, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on right now, is this the number you would want your customers to call, the one that you want on your website?
Yeah, that's the only one I have for now.
Okay.
If the company will grow or whatever, so then probably I'm going to get a new line with a personal.
Perfect.
So for now, I have that's the only one, yeah.
And you can change that at any time. Just let us know. We'll update that information. But for now, it's going to be the number 239-571-2366. Now, I know that you can receive a text message. I sent one to you. Now, the website that we build for you, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers call you directly. There will be a contact form as well. So residential and even commercial clients can tell you where they're located, what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, Victor, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, of course, you're still paying a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Now, as far as the email goes, if it's a business email, it will be listed on the website. People would see it. It can be a personal email. That's totally fine, in which case we just don't list it on the website. People would not even know what it is, but when they fill out that contact form, you'll get emails still sent to you. Victor, what is a good email address either for you or for your business?
Well, the thing is, again, I have my email as the, I'm not.
That's perfect.
Because I don't have a website.
That's okay.
So I didn't create any new
a business email.
You know, that's so in the way.
For now, we'll not. That's not a problem at all. That's not going to be a problem. For now, we will use your personal email, attach it to the contact form, but it won't be listed on your website. So people won't see that personal email. Like I said, most of the time they just pick up the phone and call you. If they do fill out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email, but they won't know what that email address is. If you get a business email, if you get a business phone number, we'll update that information. But what is that email address for you then?
That is Victor Izquierdo. You will write that I-Z-Q, Victor Normal, V-I-C-T-O-R, Victor, and then I-Z-Q-I-E-R-D-O. I-Z-Q-I-E-R-D-O.
Do you say G like George or D like David? Oh.
Izquierdo.
Izquierdo.
Yeah.
D-O.
Yeah.
Is that any numbers or letters? Is that at gmail.com?
Yeah. 76@gmail.com.
So Victor Izquierdo 76@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. And Tara never did get your last name, sir.
I'm sorry, what?
What is your last name, Victor?
My last name is Tara Izquierdo, but with an U between the Q and the I.
Okay.
So I-Z-I-Z-Q.
Q-U-I-E-R-D-O.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. like your email address, just with the U after the Q.
Exactly. That's right.
Okay, perfect. And then I believe your service is, or your business is service-based, meaning there's not like a physical address, there's not a showroom or a location that you would want your customers to know about, right?
No, because the address is the address of my house.
The 4441 27th Street Southwest?
Yeah.
Okay. So Google knows that most service-based businesses are run out of the truck, run from the home. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They also do not want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, certainly not your physical street address. And then, like I said, Tara was pretty specific about where you want to go, Cape Coral, Port Charlotte. Now, we will do what's called a client interview. One of our technicians, Google-trained, will call you and talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. You said you have a logo. We're going to use that logo on your website. Now, before I do schedule that follow-up call, that client interview, it is the exact amount of $249. Victor, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa, I don't even know. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check. I think it's Visa. Yeah, it is Visa.
Is the name on the card Victor Izquierdo? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
It's Victor Izquierdo, yeah.
Okay. You said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Victor Izquierdo M in the end.
Okay. So the Visa starts with a 4. If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
So are you doing the website or
we're
to talk to someone before?
So we're going to schedule what's called a client interview. I was mentioning that a minute ago. One of our Google-trained technicians, this could be... I'm not fluent in Spanish, but we do have English, Spanish bilingual agents if you prefer. So our client interview technician.
I like English because like that I get used to it.
Yeah, your English is great. I just want to make you comfortable. To be honest with you, Victor, your English is better than most people who only speak English, you know. But our technician will talk to you in detail about your service area, your mission statement, your slogan, talk to you about how you want your website to look. That's going to be a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but it really only takes about 25, 30 minutes, okay? Before I do schedule that follow-up call, you said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. I'm ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, it's 4741.
Mm-hmm.
Another question, Paul. Is that automatic thing, or that is something that you're going to send me every month and I'm going to be paying every month?
So it is month to month. There is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. It can be set up to bill automatically. Today's date is the 3rd, right? So it would bill on the 3rd of the month for exactly $249. If you want me to contact you prior to the 3rd, I could call you, the 3rd of July would be a Thursday. I could call you, you know, on the 1st of July and see if it's something you still wanted to continue, but it would be set to bill automatically. We do that because it cuts down on our overhead costs and we pass that savings on to our clients.
Okay.
So I do have 4741.
6590.
Mm-hmm.
1725.
Okay.
1413.
Okay, and then you said that was 4741-6590. 1725-1413.
Yes.
The expiration month and year?
10/28.
10/2028, October, or good. 10/2028 for the expiration date, and then the last three digits on the back of the card? 465 on the back of the card. Now, I do need to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are going to do the website for you, that we are reducing the cost of the service, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have that pulled up, and it does read as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Victor, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?"
Gentor LLC.
That's exactly how I have that. And then, Victor, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Victor Izquierdo, and I'm the CEO.
Mm-hmm. And, Victor, as the CEO of Yentor LLC, Victor, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right? You make all the marketing decisions for your company, correct?
What?
You are authorized to enter into this service on behalf of your business. You make the financial marketing decisions for your company. You make all the decisions for your company, of course. And then, of course, non-contractual, just restating that it is a month-to-month service. And then, Mr. Izquierdo, for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account, right?
Yeah.
Of course, of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job, Victor, to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Victor, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Of course, of course. The whole point is to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Victor, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of Angie's and Thumbtack. And like I said, there's no conflict there. The reason that we ask all the content that we create for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Izquierdo, that is fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, as I mentioned, we will build that website for you, and we'll make sure, as I mentioned, that no physical street address will appear for your business online since customers do not come to you. Now, we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, the website included, the setup fee waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Victor, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, there's no fees, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls, of course, come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, and of course, all the additional relevant directories. Voice-activated searches, Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook ads are included as well at no cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you could, if necessary, pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be necessary. All that we would request, though, to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Victor, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Izquierdo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Victor, that actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. That confirmation email is important for a number of reasons. First of all, it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, the support email also. It will also have your login credentials to your tracking system. So our system will send that email out in about a minute or so here. I did, though, want to, if you want me to, give you that information now. If you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you our client support phone number.
I'm driving.
Both. You are driving. Okay. So you will get it by email in about a minute or two for your records. By the way, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, Victor, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address will be on there as well. You'll receive that by email.
So that is for what?
If you have any questions, yeah. If we call you and we say, hey, you know, your website's active, do you have any questions, feel free to reach back to us. That number is something that you can call. And, of course, you can always email us. If you want us to make changes to your website, you can call us, text us, or email us. Of course, you might want to email photos to us so that we can add them to your website. It's just to keep you in the loop if you have any questions for us, okay? Now, you'll receive that by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. The invoice email will have a link to the written terms and conditions. Everything, Victor, that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician, your client interview. Now, it's probably too short notice, and we're almost booked out anyway at noon, but we could get you in at 1 o'clock. There's also 2 o'clock. This afternoon, there is 4 or 5. I might be able to get you in at 6 o'clock. I'd have to ask permission for that. But like I said, there would be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or 5 o'clock. Would either or any of those work out for you to receive a 30-minute phone call, maybe 40 minutes? You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be driving. You can be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. Just basic knowledge questions off the top of your head regarding your business.
Okay. That is for starting all the, I believe, like, to start.
Correct. That's your client interview. It's designed to get us the information that we need to start building out your website and start creating all of the online content. So like I said, it's really knowledge off the top of your head for your business. Then we'll ask you to email us photos and things like that. But what time today would be a good time for us to do that follow-up call?
Working now, I don't know, like in 4 hours, so maybe at 5?
At 5? 5 is perfect. We'll schedule it at 5, and then at 4 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and in a few minutes here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to go to your email inbox. It's going to say local splash CIENG. We're just going to schedule it with an English speaker. Okay. You definitely don't want someone who is bilingual just in case, right? So I'll put that down and you'll get that in a couple of minutes here. Oh, I did want to do one other thing. It's just a security question on your account. If anyone calls us and tells us they are with Yentor LLC, we would expect it to be you. And especially if it's not, maybe even if it is you, we might still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And really important, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, Victor, if you get calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also know the answer as well as the question. If they can't give that information to you basically immediately, then it wouldn't be us, and you should not speak with them. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that's not us. Definitely you wouldn't want to speak with them. They wouldn't know that information. The voice verification was already recorded and already attached to your account for your protection, and it clearly states it bills once a month on the third of the month for exactly $249. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name, Mr. Izquierdo, which of those would you
the
want?
City, the city I was born is good.
City is born. What is the answer?
Havana.
Havana. Okay, in Cuba. So our technician will know that information as well, okay? And anyone who calls you from Local Splash will know the answer to the security question, the question being the city you were born in, the answer Havana. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system sent out to you? It looks like you got your welcome email. You got another one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You don't have to open up either one of those right now, but real quick, the one that says action needed, any information you can send our way. It doesn't have to be everything. We know that the business is not licensed. That's okay. If you can show us a documentation, a photo of your insurance, a business card if you have one, pictures of tools or equipment, a photo of your service vehicle. Obviously, you know, there's no physical workplace because customers don't come to you. Google just wants you to send us a picture of your work vehicle parked in front of your home for that one. So, like I said, you don't have to open up that one, but, and it doesn't have to be everything on that list. Anything you can send our way, though, does help us to reassure Google that you're a real business, that you're active in the local area, that you're providing the services that we list you for. The one that I did want you to open up, though, is the other one, the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open it up, Victor, it says, "Hello, Victor. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Do you see that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a little bit below that, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Click right on those two words, click here. It will take you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. Everything we went over just now in the voice verification is provided for you here in writing. Feel free to scroll above that long line. It is going to be Google and Bing. Of course, Google is pretty much everyone's main focus, but we want you to get phone calls from people that might use Bing as well. We are going to include the website. We're doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, below that long line, there's three boxes. We want you to click all three. One that you do agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder of the card on file. The last one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. But of course,
wait, Paul. Do you want me to click on the please click here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I thought you already did. So click on the click here.
I'm driving, man.
Oh, you are.
Driving.
Okay.
You're so fast.
I forgot about that. I'm not sure if you're able to pull over or not. I did forget.
No.
Okay.
A mobile phone and that I agree to receive SMS. Is that
correct?
What you're talking about?
Yes, that you agree to receive SMS. We want to send you text messages from time to time. Click on the other box that you certify that you're the authorized holder of the card, and the last box that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, but of course that you can stop at any time. So the longer box with the arrow, and I know that you're on your smartphone, you might want to turn it sideways. In landscape mode, that whole bottom part pops up a little bit higher, making this much easier for you. But the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, the one that says click here and type your name, you can click it and type it or copy and paste it. So it does like the first initials of your first name and last name to be capitalized, but just those case sensitive. But once you've got Victor Izquierdo in that long box, click the orangish colored box, the longer one that says confirm signature.
Okay, I did click on it. But I'm going to have to put my name and everything in the next red light.
Okay, that's fine. Once you're able to do that, it's going to ask you to put your username and password into your credentials. You don't have to go that next step. Just once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box and you'll be all set. Your client dashboard will be active in the next day or so. We have to do your client interview first. You will receive official notification by text and email once your tracking system is active. You'll find your username and your default password in the welcome email. Your username is the phone number we're speaking on. You cannot change your username. It's in our system the same way, designed to be both easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area codes included.
So what is my username?
Your username is 239-571-2366. The entire phone number with the area code, but no dashes or spaces or parentheses. Your default password, and you don't have to access it now. You can, I mean, once your tracking system is active, we'll let you know. Map search, M-A-P-S-E-A-R-C-H, all lowercase, no space. That is your default password. You can change that password at any point in time, okay? Now, you're going to receive by email the client interview reminder. The call itself is scheduled at 5.
Red line.
Okay.
Red light. So I'm going to put Victor Izquierdo. I did put, and then
hit this.
I put my name on the orange.
Mm-hmm.
And then it takes me to the next one. Like,
yes. Login.
No, it took me to the 06032025. So that's, I guess that's right, but it doesn't go down. I don't know why.
Yeah, like I said, you may need to turn your phone sideways for that part of the text to, yeah.
There is a gas station, right? Let me just park in here. Okay, press.
Safety
so now, yes, I did put my name on the orange, and then I click on it.
And you clicked all three of the boxes already? You put a check
yes.
in all three of those boxes? Okay, perfect.
And now it took me to the one on the right side, like I think like the date. 0603.
It should auto-populate that part.
And that's, I don't know, it doesn't come out of...
Is there like an orangish-colored box that says confirm signature?
Yes, but it's down my name, and I don't know why it doesn't let me to go away.
Is your phone in landscape mode? Did you turn it sideways?
Oh, no, it's not sideways. Oh, there you go. Okay. You're smart, man. Okay, confirm. So now what do I do?
Just click the confirm signature. Uh-huh.
Because it's a welcome to local splash, and then it's a splash on the thing. What do I do?
Correct. So that's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system. You don't have to worry about that right now. Like I said, you are going to get official confirmation once your tracking system is active. Now, you'll get your reminder email in about, at 4 o'clock. So it goes out an hour before your client interview, which is scheduled at 5. I'm going to send you right now the calendar invite. And again, the calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. I do also want to thank you for your patience and your kindness in taking both this phone call and the original phone call that started with Tara. We're excited to get this going for you. You have a wonderful rest of the day,
hopefully,
Victor. Drive safe out there.
Hopefully, we're gonna get better.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited. I do like working with small, with younger and smaller companies because now you're ready to grow. You know, you've kind of got that first year and a half under your belt. You're taking on more employees. Now the next step is to keep those jobs coming in. So we're excited to take your business to that next level and be a big part of this next step in the evolution of your company. Thank you again for your kindness, our technician. If I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you at 5, then I will be on that call to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open. If for some reason I'm already on a call, our technician will call you, and, of course, they'll take really good care of you. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you so much, Paul, and have a great day, man.
You too, Victor. You take care, and we'll call you back around 5.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye now. Bye-bye.